When I lie, now you're leaving me lonely. I could get in my car, end up drunk at some bar, but that was the old me. Remember the night that we slept on the floor and you told me you loved me. But you don't ever think about that. It's kinda like a light went off and now you're dead set on giving me up. Talking like we're so far gone and there ain't no use stitching it up. We could do the long haul, we could ride it out. I know the ride's rough, but try us. You're just thinking about tomorrow.
I'm on the road while you're waiting at home, but I swear I'll be right back. You'll find some man with no rock and roll band, and maybe you'll like
it. Remember the lake when it started to rain, babe, and I just held you.
Bet you don't even think about that.
It's kinda like a light went off and now you're dead set on giving me up. Talking like we're so far gone and there ain't no use stitching it up. We could do the long haul, we could ride it out. I know the ride's rough, but try us. You're just thinking about tomorrow. I'm just thinking about love. I'm just thinking about love.
Welcome to Highlights, last show of the semester.
Our final show.
Yeah, sadly. It's been quite a run this semester. We've had a great time. We've loved this time slot, even though it's a little bit early for us college students. We've loved that, you know, we've been able to join you on your commutes to work and anything you're doing at 8 a.m. on a fine Tuesday morning. So... Mm-hmm. Sorry, I have a little bit of a cough, but yeah, we're sad it's over, but excited for what's to come next semester too. And
I know, yeah, this show is gonna be reflecting on 2024, sharing some of our top songs of 2024, Thinking ahead to 2025.
Crazy. If any of you guys use Apple Music or Spotify, you probably got your Wrapped or Replay last week. And Jane and I got ours, of course. We both use Spotify. Shout out Spotify. And we wanted to share what we got and what we were listening to. There were some really cool new features this year, like the AI podcast. Did you listen to that?
Oh, yeah. Wait, I didn't actually, but I saw that.
It was like, I listened to mine.
Was it cool?
It was cool. It was like only like 3 minutes long. Mm-hmm. And it was like a man and a woman talking, and they'd be like, wow, like, it's been a great year for you. Like, you listen to this many songs and this many whatever. And then it was basically just like the entire Spotify rap that like you click through, but like spoken by two different people and like kind of having a conversation about it, but like,
oh,
not really. Like, I feel like the way it'll get better is like it'll be an actual conversation, not just like, oh yeah, and this, oh yeah, and like that's
because it's like the same for everyone.
Yeah
But well, still, that's cool.
It was very cool and fun to listen to, like, someone else talk about you.
Yeah, I sometimes use the AI DJ.
Yeah.
It's kind of fun.
It is fun. They had one for, like, your Wrapped specifically, too. One of those.
Wait, so share with us, who were your top five artists?
And top then, five?
Yeah.
Okay. We'll both go through our top five artists and songs.
Okay, yeah.
Okay, my top five, wait, what the heck?
She can't find it.
Did they change it?
Your top five?
Okay, my top five artists were, Jane, you go first. I don't know, it like looks different on my app now.
Okay, my top five were, number one, Taylor Swift. Number
same.
Yeah. Predictable.
Predictable.
Number two, Maggie Rogers for me.
Nice.
Number three, Charlie XCX.
Nice.
Number four, The Beatles.
Ooh.
Number five, Griff.
Nice. And this is Griff we're listening to.
Yeah,
right,
this is my number five song, Vertigo by Griff. So my top five songs were, one, can you guess? Well, did I already tell you? Number one.
Moves.
Moves by Suki Waterhouse was my number one. I love that song. Two, Red Wine Supernova, Chapel Run.
Nice.
Three, Walk by Griff, which we just listened to before that. Four, Vertigo, also Griff. We're listening right now. And my number five was August, Taylor Swift.
Oh, nice.
I think that'll be on my top five for the rest of my life.
That's, yeah, why
I just
not?
Like,
it's such a good song.
Because also something I realized about your top fives, it's like, let's say you have a no skip album, that doesn't mean that all of those songs will be in your top five, like your favorite songs, because if you listen to all of them equally and not one of them way more than any of the others, it's not going to get in your top five.
Yeah, it's also for me, it was a lot of songs that I like really liked in January or February. And then just like kept listening to
throughout
the year. Like, it wasn't like I was listening to it constantly. It was just like, oh, I really liked it at the beginning of the year, and then I had enough time to like build up slowly as well.
Same.
Like, mine were like, well, my top artists were Taylor Swift, Noah Kahan, Gracie Abrams, Hozier, and Chapel Roan.
Good ones.
And then
Gracie was number two because she like came into the game late, I feel like.
Yeah. Well, yeah. I feel like I started listening to her heavily, like, June.
Yeah. When did her album drop? Like, in the spring?
Well, I think I started listening to her before her album dropped.
Because
she, like, released Close to You and Risk. And then I was like, oh my god, these are really good. And then I started listening to, like, older stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And then her album dropped in, like,
like, the summer, right?
Yeah.
We'll check on that.
We'll check on folks. That later in the summer. Okay, top five songs. Almost by Hozier.
That was your number one?
Yeah, I don't know how.
That's such a good song.
It is a good song.
I'll play that next.
Home by Good Neighbors.
Wait, which one was that? Like, darling, won't you?
Yeah. It's a little embarrassing. No. Number three, Chocolate, the
1975. Oh, what?
I know. I love
so
that song.
So random. Yeah, that's
number
a good
four,
one.
This is so me, Unwritten.
Oh, my God.
Natasha Bedingfield.
Yeah.
And then number five, There She Goes, The Laws.
What?
I know.
These are all so random.
They're so random. But I definitely have Vertigo somewhere in here. I listen to it a lot.
Nice. Good.
I love that song.
Yeah. Aw. Yeah. Fans, feel free to let us know your top artists, your top songs, if they were predictable to you.
And we can play some.
Yeah. Yeah, we'll play your top song if anyone has. Well, Zoe, it's a pretty gloomy Tuesday morning.
Yeah, it really is. It's the last day of classes here at Tufts.
Woo! You have class today?
I do. I have pickleball, my last pickleball.
Oh, last pickleball. Zoe's in pickleball.
Yeah,
Zoe takes pickleball for credit.
Yeah, I do.
Yeah.
2 credits.
That's awesome.
It's fun.
I don't know if we've talked about that on air yet.
Yeah. I honestly, the professor is like, you don't have to come at all.
Wait, I think I met him. Is he tennis coach?
He's one of them. I think there's a few.
Okay.
His name's Carl.
Oh, no. Didn't. Not him then. I met the other tennis coach. Carl, if you're listening, good morning. And so he's really excited for pickleball.
I am really excited for pickleball. I'm sorry I haven't been in a few days. He's very which is really nice. He was like, I know you're, because everyone in the class is a senior, because you can only get into these classes if you're a senior.
Everyone's trying to play pickleball.
They're a hot commod.
Yeah, honestly, I wish I came to class with you more. Well, at all.
Yeah. Jay never came to class with me.
No.
And he was like, I know you have a lot of other stuff going on, so like, use this, like, as you want to. And if you want to come, you can come. If you don't, you don't.
Oh,
whatever,
Carl,
you
want to
do.
You.
Which is really nice. So sometimes if I'm, like, because pickleball is fun, but it's not, like, much of a workout. So sometimes if I don't go, I try to go to the gym instead.
Good for you.
Because I'm, like, this is my time.
This is my time. Nice.
Yeah, so pickleball is fun. And then I have my psych class.
Which one?
Stereotyping.
Oh.
We just have, like, presentations.
People remember from a
today.
Few weeks ago when Zoe told us about the prejudice study.
Yeah.
Yeah.
A while ago.
Yeah, yeah.
Now we're just doing presentations, and I already did my presentation, so it's
pretty
you're
chilling.
Chill.
Oh, yeah, group poll. In a time like that where it's
group
like,
poll.
Group poll. Only Zoe in the room. If there's ever a time where you have to, like, give a presentation, would you rather go first or last?
I would always rather go first.
Like, in the beginning. Get it over with.
100%. He also, 100%. The professor explicitly said whoever goes, like, early on,
this
I'll
is
grade
almost,
you easier.
Zoe's favorite song.
Oh, yeah. This is a good
song. Yeah. Why? Because, like,
because it's just, well, first of all, we had way less time.
To prepare. Sure,
you
sure.
Don't, yeah. Because my presentation was due, like, 2 days after Thanksgiving, and he told us that it would be due 2 days after Thanksgiving, like, right before we left for break, so that was a little unfair.
Mm-hmm.
So he was like, those groups will have an easier time.
Nice.
And I like getting it out of the way, and I think also people are just, like, more attentive at the beginning of presentations, like,
aww.
If you're listening to, like,
yeah, and you want people
9
to
presentations
to
like,
yeah,
you know, the first few are gonna be the ones that you actually listen to.
True. And you want people actually listening to you.
Yeah,
you worked hard on it.
I don't want to, like, look around and everyone's on their computer, you know.
Yeah, get your recognition.
Or not even that, it's just like, it's hard to, like, present when you know that people
stay
aren't
focused.
Listening. Yeah,
totes,
which usually people aren't these
aren't
days.
Listening.
Yeah.
One thing for 2025, a resolution, if you will. Attention span.
Yeah.
I'm going to try to do things that require my attention for longer.
That's a great idea. Like what?
Like, goodbye, just like short clips. Goodbye, trying to
read movies.
Let's watch yes. out TikToks in movies. Out like skimming a reading in
reading.
Like spending time on it.
Yeah.
Out like
it's kind of crazy. Like if you sit in the back of a lecture and you look at I'm really exposing
the
class practices, but and you like look at everyone's computers.
No one's listening.
Yeah. Everyone's like shopping or going on New York Times games or doing something else. There are no documents up on anyone's computers.
Out multitasking in multitasking really listening.
Multitasking does not work. We learned that in intro to psych.
Yeah.
It doesn't work. Your brain can't handle it.
You
might think it works, but it doesn't.
No, it doesn't. Even like as I was trying to put on the next song, I can't because I'm talking to you.
It's hard.
I can't.
Like you can do it for split seconds, go back and forth. But you can never truly focus on two things at once.
Task overload.
So you think that you're multitasking because you're like constantly switching back and forth, but you're not.
Don't be fooled.
Don't be fooled.
Yeah. I know. Other ins and outs for 2025? We'll think on it.
Yeah. Yeah, so this was my number one song.
Oh, yeah. What was your number two?
My number two was Home.
Yeah.
It's a good one.
Yeah.
I think people might
like that one. Yeah, I have that in my liked songs.
Okay. It's actually not even in my liked songs because I was like trying to deny that I liked it.
But and what was it? There She Goes. Seeds, I was trying to
Chocolate.
Oh, yeah. Chocolate. I love that song.
It's so good.
Not too cute. All right, we'll let them listen to Home, and then we'll be right back for Zoe's number three.
Cause
Hey, hey, hey.
Hey, hey, hey.
And we're back. All right, so what did we miss since last Tuesday? What went down? I'm trying to think. The last week of classes, sure, sure.
We had... What did we do this past weekend?
Oh, anything we fun? Supported our friends who are in
burlesque.
Tufts Burlesque Troupe.
That was awesome.
Yeah, so shout out to any of our listeners who are in burlesque. You guys killed it. That was great.
And we went to our favorite...
One of our favorite establishment.
Hong Kong.
Plug for Hong Kong. Hong Kong, Harvard Square. I feel like, honestly, I hope not too many people are listening because I want to keep this DL because no one goes anymore.
I know. Well, Tufts. We also went, from Tufts, no one goes. Yeah. I think it's still very much a thing at Harvard, right? I hope they're getting good business.
Definitely. It's always, like, pretty crowded when we get there.
Yeah.
But
not really with Harvard students.
No, it was like
we
adults.
Also went really early. We went at like 6:30.
Yeah, true.
Yeah.
But we had almost like a prophecy happen to us. Do you agree or no? So it was a whole group of friends sitting around a table, eating food, drinking, chatting, having fun, laughing, I guess kind of loudly. Oh, this is my number 6, by the way. One of your girls, Troy Sivan.
Good.
And an old man comes up to our table and it was like...
Oh, an old man.
He was.
Yeah, he was.
And he was like, you don't know me and you'll never see me again, but can I just take your picture? I feel like you guys are having such a special moment.
So, it was so cute.
It was really cute. He was like, you guys are going to, like, remember this.
He was like, you guys, like, one day you're going to have kids and your kids will be friends. And, like, he was like, you got to always have each other's backs. Like, it was so cute.
It was really cute. Yes. Yes. Scorpion Bowls at Hong Kong. Yeah.
Yeah.
Dates back.
It does.
Yeah. And so that man was like.
Going bowling.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Going bowling. That's good. So that
was really cute.
That was really fun. Perfect segue into what's up, Tommy. Well, if this isn't gonna be yours, I want you to say the fire dinner you made last week.
Oh yeah, this was gonna be mine. Honestly, and for me, 2025, like, making new recipes. Not just like, oh, like, this could be good, but like looking up recipes.
Yeah, and like,
making
them. Following it.
Yeah, it's
totally.
So fun.
I'll be in on that with you.
Here, last week, I made chicken marsala.
Oh my god!
And it was so good. And it honestly was not. I could not have made that without a recipe, obviously. But
she like bought marsala.
Yeah, bought marsala wine.
And it was you, like, so good. You did the thing.
Yeah, and it was so good. And like. So fun. Like, honestly, that's like an hour and a half activity right there. And it's awesome. So fun.
Cooking a meal. Yeah.
Yeah.
Totally.
It's so like therapeutic too.
Yeah.
And to like cook something for yourself and it be so good is just so satisfying.
Reap the benefits. Yeah. Oh, and it looks so good. Yeah.
So then last night I was like, I want to make another fun recipe. So, and I bought kimchi. For some reason, if anyone doesn't know, kimchi is like, it's like a Korean dish. It's, or more like Korean side. It's like fermented cabbage.
Yeah. Not to be confused with pickled cabbage.
Which is a side dish from Jane's culture. Yep. Which is just Jane.
Sauerkraut.
Sauerkraut. And then we went, and so I was like, okay, what can I make with this? Because I also had salmon. So I made kimchi fried rice with salmon. And I'll post it on the... I'll post both the chicken marsala and... Oh, we haven't used Instagram in a while.
Oh, yeah. Sorry,
everyone.
I'll post
both on the Instagram.
And the photo of us at Hong Kong.
Obviously. And that... It was so good. I put the salmon soyaki, which is a Trader Joe's specialty. It's like soy sauce and teriyaki because I don't like soy sauce.
You don't?
Like, no. It's
new
too
lore.
Salty
I never
for
knew
me.
That.
It just tastes like salt to me. I don't know. Maybe my, like, salt receptors are too high.
Huh. Okay. Yeah.
I don't
happens.
Know. I learned about it in perception.
salt
some
receptors.
Some people are too sensitive to salt.
Because
you know
no
how
that.
Some people, like, oh, they load put up. So much salt on their food.
Yeah.
Because the more you put salt on your food, the harder it is for your salt receptors to... That's why some people put so much salt on their food, because they literally, like, need more salt to actually taste it. Because it's like, taste you build food? Up, like, a tolerance to salt. I didn't know this. This is what I learned in my perception class.
Huh. So how do you, like...
I guess this is a what's up, what's up, too.
What's up, what's up? Do you, like, go on, like, a salt break?
Yeah, you have to, like, taper off on salt. Because wow. People, like... Yeah, you just build up a tolerance for salt. So that's why there are, like, specific people who put salt in everything. You know
yeah,
what I mean?
Yeah, I know that type.
Yeah. And that's probably because...
If any of our listeners
they probably
are
just
that
loved
type.
Salt and kept doing it, and then you don't realize, but your tolerance...
Is that bad for
up.
You?
I mean, salt isn't great for you, but...
Okay, so back anyway. To your soyaki.
Anyway, so, yeah, I don't like soy sauce. So soyaki is really good because I love teriyaki sauce.
Why don't you just get normal teriyaki?
Because the soyaki is, like, not as sweet. You know what I mean? Yeah. I don't know. It's, like, a perfect combination. Mm-hmm. So then, And then I put that on top of my kimchi fried rice, and I did a fried egg, and I did some avocado.
Oh, no, the fried egg, you're not doing it justice. The fried egg was here. Perfectly.
I wish I could, like, show everyone a picture right now.
If only this was a TV show, not a radio show. Yeah. It was, like, perfectly runny, and, yeah, it looked really good. You plated it nicely. Bravo, Zoe.
Yeah.
What's up, tummy?
Thank you. It was really awesome, and it was so yummy. I was, like, I'm when I eat something that's good, I like to yell. You know what I mean? I'm like, whoa. It was really good. I was like yelling.
Nice. Good stuff.
What about you? What's your what's up, Tommy?
On Sunday, I went to, if people haven't done this yet, totally go. Beacon Hill is so cute in Christmas time, holiday season. Inclusive of everyone. So I went with my friend Craig. Good morning, Craig.
Craig, who we ran into at Hong Kong.
Oh, yeah. That's another part of the lore. We're sitting at Hong Kong with our fishbowls and with our
I wonder if Craig food. Is listening right now.
Doubt it. Well, good morning if you are. And we're, like, sitting kind of near the window, but not really. And we hear, like, a banging on the window. And we're like, what? And then it's Craig at the window. And we're like... Oh my god, of course. Run-ins. So, chatted with him. And with his cousin Jillian. Good morning, Jillian. And, okay, so anyway, so I saw Craig on Sunday. And we went to Beacon Hill. And we walked around. There's so many cute little shops. All the shops are, like, paper shops. You know, like, tchotchke stores.
Yeah. That's awesome.
And then we went to this deli. It's kind of like a grocery store and deli on, like, the corner closest to the commons called DeLuca.
Oh, I feel like I've heard of that.
It's so good. I feel like it's, like, classic. It's really good. And we did splitsies on two sandwiches. And they have a piano in there.
Mm,
isn't that cute? Like, that anyway.
Wait, I just realized I'm really hungry.
Yeah. And we got one Cuban sandwich, which I know
I
Zoe
love
loves Cuban. Zoe introduced me to a Cuban for the
Jane
first time.
Jane and I went to Miami freshman year together. Not just, it was, like, us. Oh, that'd be cute if it was just us.
Oh, a couple's
we
trip.
We just went to Miami together.
Aw.
And we, like, at one point, like, everyone was on the beach, and we were like, okay, let's do something.
Yeah.
So we went and found, like, the best Cuban place around us and got a Cuban sandwich.
And that was my first time having a Cuban sandwich.
Started, the bar is high for Jane when it comes to Cuban sandwiches.
And, like, now I associate Cuban sandwiches with you.
Aw.
So, yes, we got a Cuban sandwich, and their special of the day, which was, like, a chicken Caesar wrap with pesto and arugula.
Ooh.
That was really good, too. And that was my What's Up Tummy.
That's awesome.
But another one is, you know that sushi place in Medford?
Like, all you can eat sushi?
No, the other one. Oh, I wish I remembered the name so I can plug it. It's like,
you go after your workout class?
Yeah.
Which one?
It's like right across from, I don't know. Well, whatever. That was another one.
What area is it in?
Like Medford Square. It's not the all-you-can-eat one, though. It's the other one.
I don't spend too much time in Medford Square.
2025, Medford Square is in.
Medford. 2024 was Somerville. 2025 is Medford.
Medford, totally. Tough students, let us know if you agree.
Yeah.
Yeah, but honestly, I don't really explore Medford that much either.
Not at all.
Yeah.
And now we have the Great American Beer Hall.
Gab Hall, if you will.
I really want to go to Oasis. Have you ever been?
Oh, the Brazilian?
Yeah.
Yeah, but I haven't, like, done it right. Because I didn't go there for, like, a full meal. I, like, got, like, a pastry there. I would go.
Totes. I really want to go. Let's. So Medford.
Yeah.
Or, like, Bob's is so Medford.
Oh, my God.
I've never been, though.
Bob's is good. Bob's is really
good. Should I go before pickleball today?
Yeah. Totes. Oh, this is Love You for a Long Time, Maggie Rogers.
Nice.
Mm-hmm.
So all the songs that we're playing have been, were on our Spotify Wrapped.
Yeah, exactly. And we're nearing the midway, Zoe. You know what time it is?
Oh, did they change the binder?
Yeah, I think they did. And they put those, like, you know, oh, it's going to be annoying to describe. It's like a donut hole, a sticky donut hole that you put around, like, the binder rings when they close.
Yeah.
Describing that for the fans. They did that to a lot of the pages.
Yeah, because a lot of them were falling off. And
that's so, like, middle school for me.
Yeah.
Like, going to the school store to buy those little, like, paper holes.
These binders are so middle school to me.
Mm-hmm.
And I have, like, a different color for each class.
Yeah. What were your colors for your classes?
Okay, well, science was, this is a PSA.
Yeah.
This is right.
Science
is red.
Green. Ooh. Okay.
Okay. History is
yellow.
Blue. Math is yellow.
White. Oh.
English.
Red. Wow, we do not agree.
Red.
Okay, Spanish.
Green.
Purple. Okay, I feel like everyone agrees that science is green.
Science is so red. At least at my school.
Yeah, in for 2025, binders. Should I get binders for all my classes next semester?
You're not going to have anything to put in them.
Yeah, like, is that just a college thing, or does anyone use binders
anymore?
It was
like that by the end of, well, I don't know, I also, it depends on class, the classes you're in,
because,
like, I don't really have paper tests.
True.
In my classes.
Yeah, you're right.
And that's, like, the only thing that's on paper these days.
True. Good point, good point. All right, hit us with the PSA.
Okay. I'll do this one because I'm interested. Petey Green Program PSA. Every week, some of your peers at Tufts go to prisons in Massachusetts. They are working with incarcerated students through the Petey Green Program, helping those behind bars achieve their educational goals. Incarceration rates in the United States remain abnormally high compared to the rest of the world, with significant disparities subjecting Black and Latino men to disproportionate punishment, according to the NAACP. Education in prison is a crucial restorative practice to advance lives in meaningful ways and has been proven to improve outcomes of those involved. With the Petey Green Program, a national nonprofit organization, you can apply for a semester-long tutoring placement to give support, share knowledge with, and learn from incarcerated students. To apply for a placement, go to PeteyGreen.org. That's PeteyGreene.org. And click Become a Volunteer to get started. This has been a public service announcement from the Petey Green Program and your friends at WMFO Medford Tufts for Freedom Radio.
Wow. Very cool. Petey Green. PGP. Petey Green Program.
Yeah.
Important stuff.
PGP.
PGP.
Yeah. Wow.
Yeah, very cool. This song is The Bolter, Taylor Swift. Oh!
Nice.
The Eras Tour is over. The Bolter, Taylor Swift, this is my favorite song of the album.
Really?
Yep.
Can you play The Albatross next?
Is that your favorite of the album?
No, my favorite is So High School.
But I'll play both.
So High School was probably number, like, 8.
Mm.
I think The Albatross was number, like, 22, you know.
So, yeah, Taylor Swift.
Yeah, she's done. She did
rain.
It.
She
I
did
hope
it.
She's taking a long vacation now.
Yeah. honestly.
Oh my god, if I were her.
I bet she's just tired.
If you were her, where would you go?
Nowhere, like, somewhere where no one could find me.
Yeah.
Like
a private island.
Like an island near, like, Japan.
Hmm. Nice.
Where would you go?
I'd probably go to, like, I don't know. Like, I don't even know what
yeah.
it is.
Oh, or, like, the Azores. You know that? It's,
ooh.
Like, in between Portugal.
Yes.
And...
Is it warm enough, though? Like, I want to, like, sit on the beach and, like, someone bring me food.
Yeah. Taylor Swift. She gave, like, $200 million in bonuses to all of her dancers.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
She's so awesome. They worked so hard.
Mm-hmm. They did.
She deserves a big break. I bet she's going to release a new album in like a month.
I know. Yeah, I know.
She can't not do things.
Yeah. This was such a great year of music.
It really was. Great yeah. summer of music, specifically.
True.
It was such a great, yeah.
But, you know, yeah. Like, all around.
Like, I feel like summer 2024 is going to go down as a great one.
Yeah, I agree. Even, like, you know, where did I just see that? Oh, yeah. The, like, earworms, like, the music, like,
DJ
remixes.
Earworm.
Yeah. Like, the one this year is going to be so good.
So good. So good. Yeah. It was pretty awesome.
Yeah. Oh, shoot. Contagious yawn. Yeah, Zoe and I, we're a bit tired this morning.
Yeah.
We went out on the town last night.
We had our, like, a tough sorority formal. I feel like I'm getting a little old for those.
Hope none of our listeners take offense.
Yeah.
But good thing then it was like the last one of the semester.
Yeah, true.
Yeah, I kind of agree though.
It's just like not many people our age there anymore.
Yeah.
It feels like it used to only be, like when you're a sophomore.
Sophomore is the, well, yeah.
Like socially. Or not even socially, but just, like...
Sophomore year is a social peak.
Social peak, yeah. In that way. Like, I remember going to formal sophomore year and being, like, it's literally only sophomores here.
Yeah.
Like, I would see, like, one or two juniors or seniors, and I'd be like, yeah, like, it's just us.
Yeah.
And it's true.
I know, but it's more just because,
like, wow, it's so many sophomores.
I wonder if that's at other schools, too, but I feel like at Tufts, all the social events are, like, marketed and made for sophomores.
Yeah. I think it's also just like, as a sophomore, no one's 21 yet, so like you're relying on those events.
True.
To, like, you know, when you're going out, but like when you're a junior, it's like some people are 21, so it's like a mix, and then by the time you're a senior, it's like a lot of people aren't involved in that because they found other things.
Yeah, agreed.
But, this yeah, is... it was cute.
Yeah, it was cute.
Well, more importantly, we had club baseball / club lacrosse formal this weekend. That was fun.
That was fun.
That's made for us.
Built for
the
us.
Club baseball and club lacrosse girlfriends.
And what else did we do on Saturday? Oh, important plug. I went to Concord.
Oh, yeah.
Famous town of... Here, let me... What's up?
What did you do there?
What's up, Concord? It was just so, like, a cute New England-y town. All the buildings were super colonial-looking and, like, very old architecture, very old shops, like, ye olde general store, like candy shops and like...
Did you learn anything? Any what's up, what's up?
What's up, what's up? People believe that there's something like magical about the land there because let me just list some of the famous authors who are from there. Louisa May Alcott, Nathaniel Hawthorne, Ralph Waldo Emerson, Henry David Thoreau, like all these Concord authors, and all the bookstores had like these cute little sections of like local authors, and these are all like super super famous authors, and now all of their houses are like you can tour
museums.
Them
museums. Okay, so I don't know if I talked about this. I think I did. That I went to a film set.
Oh, yeah.
A few weeks ago. And yeah, I'm remembering it was in Concord, and it's the house that...
Little Women?
No, it's... Wait, can I see that list of people? Yeah. Like, it's the house that Nathaniel Hawthorne, Ralph Waldo Emerson...
Oh! Because it was, like, their wives, right?
Yeah. It was, like... It's, like, the Ripley family, the Hawthorne family, the Emerson family. They all lived in this house. And so, yeah, they're making, like, a movie about their wives and the women who lived there. And, yeah, it was so in cool. Concord.
Yeah, it's so cute.
It's so cute. It's very close. It's only like,
yeah, it was, like, 20 minutes.
Yeah.
Very close. Also, in for 2025, exploring New England-y towns here.
Hmm.
And before we leave... Tufts, I feel like I need to do like a Revolutionary War tour, like Lexington and Concord, Bunker Hill, etc.
Have you done like the Freedom Trail in Boston?
Like, not officially.
Really?
I mean, I've never like walked the whole thing with a tour guide telling me everything about it.
True.
But
I've done like the like look at your like do a fun tour.
Yeah, that's cute.
This is so high school.
So high school. So, yeah, that was Saturday. Oh, my God, I had such an eventful weekend. Also, Saturday morning, another plug, local plug for anyone around here. In the town of Arlington, we got Clay Dreams, which is a pottery studio.
Oh, yeah.
And I did a pottery class.
For your birthday.
For my birthday. My friend Julia got me a pottery class for my birthday. Thank you, Julia. And if people are remembering, my birthday was, like, a few months ago in October. But this was the first time we could both do it. And it was lovely. It's, like, you go to the shop and you can pick any of their... They already make it, so it's not, like, doing... You're not, like, on the wheel or doing anything like that yourself. But you get to choose anything you want, and they have two sections. One is functional pieces, like bowls, plates, pitchers, mugs, etc. And the other side is, like, decorative pieces. They had, like, mushrooms, gnomes, pumpkins, witches, like, things like that. Very seasonal. And I made a bowl. And there was, like, this... They have all these decoration pieces all around so you can, like, get inspiration. And there was one with all these, like, tiny little dots. And I was like, oh, my God, that's so cute. And, like, it doesn't look that hard. You just, like, put dots. Oh, my God, it took me forever. Five ever. But... They put it in the kiln, and then...
How long does that take?
I don't know. They said pick it up, like, in a week.
Oh, you don't have it yet. That makes sense.
No, I don't have it yet. But, unfortunately, I'll be gone, so I have to make sure that they hold it. Hold space.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
I remember doing that when I was little.
We would go, like birthday parties.
Yeah.
Totally. That's yeah, so I fun. Actually am... This can be another show. I have a playlist called... Pottery playlist, and it's songs that I would imagine they would play at a pottery studio. So, but that's like not the vibe of what the pottery playlist was in Arlington. TBH. And
I just posted on, sorry, I was multitasking, but I just posted on Instagram, on our Instagram, highlights_radio, my kimchi fried rice and.
Oh, really good.
My chicken marsala.
Okay, so I feel like our homework over break should be to bookmark recipes, and then when we get back...
Yeah, make them.
Homework over break. Yeah, what other resolutions? I feel like I've been saying so many, but...
You gotta start writing them down.
I know. Yeah.
I don't know.
But, yeah, really important for everyone to note, this might not be our time slot next semester, so stay tuned. We'll inform you for...
We'll inform you via Instagram.
Instagram. And also, if you look on WMFO's website, I'm pretty sure you can see the schedule. And our show is called Highlights Radio, so...
Yeah, you can always see when it'll be.
Yeah. And don't think just because we're on break that WMFO's Silent, because the show goes on. A lot of people stay here over break, and they DJ all throughout. They have, like, winter slots that you can sign up for. So definitely check that out.
Yeah. Wow, only 13 minutes left.
Oh, my God.
I'm pretty tired.
Yeah. this one's Pretty Girls, Renee Rapp.
Wait, so unfortunately for all of us here at Tufts campus, Jane is leaving today.
Oh.
And Jane, what are your big plans for winter break?
Oh, good topic. Unfortunately, my Tufts peers, classmates, friends, professors. I don't have any professors. I'm going home today. So I, of course, had to stay for the show. But as we've discussed on the show, I wasn't taking classes this semester. I was working in a co-op, and my co-op ended on Friday. So I've been free. And I'm going to drive home later today. I'm from New York, if anyone listening doesn't know. So I'll drive home this afternoon. Yeah. And tomorrow, I embark on a road trip. So I'm flying in to San Francisco.
Wow, I can't believe you're leaving tomorrow.
Tomorrow. My flight's, like,
that's
early in
crazy.
The morning. I know, I didn't.
You gotta get, like, go to sleep at, like, 7 tonight.
Yeah. I can usually sleep on planes.
Oh, that's so good. It's a pretty long plane ride, too.
Is it?
It's, like, I
don't
6 hours.
Haven't been.
Yeah, Jane's never been to. Wait, did you say where you're going?
Oh, yeah. So I'm going to California. So I'm flying into San Francisco tomorrow. And then I'm going to spend a day and a half in San Francisco. And then drive all down the Pacific Coast Highway for the next week. And then fly out of San Diego. So
that's awesome. Yeah. I've never been to San Diego.
Really?
Yeah.
I'd only been to San Diego once when I was really little.
Oh.
I don't remember much.
That's awesome. But I did the Pacific Coast Highway. I did it opposite.
Yeah, Zoe gave me
LA rest. To San Francisco.
Mm-hmm.
It's so fun. So what are some of your highlight stops?
So, Big Sur.
Mm-hmm.
The Redwood State Park. Carmel by the Sea. Yeah, and if any of our fans are tuning in from California, feel free to meet me. Meet me on one of these
stops. We'll be doing a meetup in LA.
Yeah. You can meet in LA. Just let me know where you are. Where else? Cambria. Santa Barbara. And then the last 2 days in San Diego. So I'm very excited. And I'll be doing this road trip with my mom.
That's all the whole thing?
Yep.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
That's so fun.
Very excited. So, yeah, I'll definitely be sure to update the Instagram.
Yeah, please do.
Let everyone know.
Yeah, in road trips.
In road trips. So true.
So, how do you think you're going to split up the driving?
I don't know. Well, because technically, the rental, you have to be, in order to put your name on the rental car, you have to be 25, but you can put multiple drivers on it, so long as they have, like, a valid license. So long. So I think we'll split it up.
Nice.
TBD. Maybe that'll be TBD. our first show back in January will be...
How did you drive?
Yeah, and a recap of... Yeah, my traveling companion, yeah. We can't wait. Oh, also, important update, merch is coming.
Merch is coming.
We're making highlights merch.
Next semester, there will be merch.
Next semester, so we're going to make TBD, but maybe t-shirts or sweatshirts or magnets.
Something great.
Something great, and we'll send out a form if anyone wants to buy it, and we'll choose a good cause, probably something in the PSA. That our donations will go to, and you can support highlights all day long. So, yeah, again, just for 2024, we wanted to thank all of our loyal fans.
Yeah.
You all You all make this a great 8 a.m.
We had a full year of radio show in 2024.
Yeah, because 2023, we didn't.
We were abroad.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. This has been our first full calendar year of doing a radio show.
Sophomore year?
Because sophomore year was like 2023.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
That's like such a specific fact, but
hey,
it's true.
This is 360 Charlie XCX, who sneakily made her way to my number three.
Yeah, wow.
I know. It's from the Brat album. There was so much good music this year. Oh my God.
So much good music.
I can't believe it. But yeah, definitely stay tuned for.
Yeah. I love winter break. It's such a blessing. It's like a whole month. They're just like, yeah, here's a month of you don't have to do anything.
Yeah, that's so nice.
And like, get like an internship, or it's just like you just chill for a whole month.
Yeah, because summer is different. Yeah, I hate to say it, but this might be our last like break of this long
ever.
Well, depending on what kind of career path and what you want to do with your life.
Don't want to be a teacher, so.
Well, yeah, so.
You never know,
savor
though.
This break. We are so lucky right now. We get a whole month of no responsibilities.
Yeah, this might be.
Tragic. Yeah, tragic. We won't get too sappy.
We'll retire.
Yeah. You're going to love retirement.
Yeah. I'm going to thrive in retirement.
I know you will.
I'm going to open a diner.
Yeah. What's up, Tummy?
What's up, Tummy?
Yeah.
Yeah,
Zoe, how about you? What are you excited for break? You're here for a little bit longer, right?
Yeah, I'm here for another week or so. I leave next Monday. I just have one final left, which is really nice. So that's all I have to do is study for that one final, and then I'm done.
Mm-hmm. Good.
And then, yeah, basically, and then I go home and, yeah.
Vibing at home.
I'm going to Mexico City.
Mm, very exciting.
This winter break, mm-hmm. which will be really fun. I'm pretty much a regular there at this point. This is my fourth time going.
That's crazy.
So, yeah. It's really awesome, though. I love it there. I just keep ending up back there.
You should retire in Mexico City.
Yeah, I would. Yeah. It's so awesome.
That's very cool.
Best food city I've ever been to.
And as we all know, Zoe is a foodie.
Foodie. So I'm really excited because my favorite restaurant in the world is there, and I'm going.
What?
Yeah.
Make a belly on that.
I will.
Please.
It's so good.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so I love Mexico City. It's going to be like, I'm excited to get some like warm. It's not going to be like warm, but like warmer weather. Mm. I love the warm weather. I'm sure I'm gonna go back to some of my favorite museums and
in New York,
in Mexico City.
Oh,
my other home.
Do you go to museums in New York?
Not really, honestly, and I should.
And museums are in
museums. Yeah, and a lot of museums in New York are free for New York residents.
Oh, really?
I should take advantage. Like, the Met is.
That's cool.
And, like, I don't know, just because I live there, like, there's always someone who has a. You show your ID. Like, it's like the Met is free for any New York, New Jersey, I think, or Connecticut resident.
Oh, wow.
And then there's always someone who has, like, some membership, just because, like, you know, you live there.
Yeah.
Maybe I'll go to the zoo.
Yeah, you should.
The Central Park Zoo. I love the Central Park Zoo. Yeah, I love New York over winter break. It's just so chill.
Mm-hmm.
It's not chill because it's like the most touristy season, but I don't know. It just feels
like
more chill
Christmas
than summer.
In the city.
Yeah, but I'm actually going to be here for... No, I'm not going to be here for Christmas. But I'm going to be here for a few days between...
Wait,
before Christmas.
In Boston?
I don't know when I'm going to be here. If my mom is listening, please text me and tell me
you're coming
when
back
I'm
going to
be here.
Or to Boston?
Yeah.
Nice.
Back in Boston, visiting my sister.
Oh, nice.
with my cousins. We're all going to come and hang. And we did this last year, too, and it was a lot of fun. And that's when I went to our Shabu Shabu place for the first time. It was on Christmas.
Oh, fun.
Yeah.
Nice.
Or Christmas Eve. Not sure. But, yeah, it's really fun. We, like, you know, we cozy up, play games, do puzzles, eat food.
Nice.
Go to movies. Okay. I will be here from the 26th to the 29th.
Oh, so if anyone else is here and wants to hang out with Zoe.
I'll be here.
Let her know. Oh, another thing we forgot to mention is yesterday Zoe and I had a white elephant, which is kind of like Secret Santa, but it's a grab bag. And
it's crazy. And I've never done it before.
It's like everyone brings a gift and then you take turns like opening your gifts and you get to like steal each other's gifts and whatnot.
It was like kind of scary because I was scared that people wouldn't like my gift.
No, you had a great gift.
Had a great gift. Your gift got stolen from me.
From you.
I had it and it was so good. And then
Zoe brought a giant
squishy ball. Thing.
That was a good one.
Yeah, the person really who got one. It really liked it.
Yeah, and the person who got it is a deserving person to get it.
Yeah.
And I brought a Lego flower set.
Yeah, and I picked it, and I was so excited. And then
got stolen.
It got stolen from me. So then I stole. So if yours gets stolen, then you get to steal someone else's or choose one from the middle.
Yeah.
So I stole a blanket with arms. It was like a fuzzy blanket,
kind of like
but
a
it
snuggie,
has arms.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I was so happy. And then that got stolen.
God.
And then I ended up with a diffuser, which is a great gift, but I already have one. And I was like, I already have one. Like, what am I going to do with this? Then the person next to me was so kind and was like, wait, do you want to trade? So I ended up with a tin of Danish cookies.
Good
which
one.
Which is great because I love food.
And I ended up with a scalp massager.
Yeah, two.
Yeah.
Or just one.
I gave one away because I don't need
Are you going to leave it here or are you going to take it home?
No, I'll leave it here.
But we already have one.
I know. Anywho. It's 8:59. Thank you all so much for such a great semester. Zoe and I love when you engage with us, and we're so happy to be back on air. We love just gabbing away, sharing our weeks.
Thanks
Thank you for
listening, and stay loyal because we'll be back next semester for our last semester as tough students.
Tragic.
Tragic.
All right. Happy New Year and happy holidays to all.